similar ways. Sift hazayin mshavurus of katan nunches. Okay. So it goes all the way down to the bottom, the foot of the chaf goes all the way down to the bottom of the claf. Bali hekev. Even if it's so long, the Hainu Shayesh Bashir, Shafilim Nigradok Sas the Mata, Yeshurat Surasais, become a compulsive. I said, I don't need all of that. It's longer than necessary. I could take away a little bit of the bottom. I still have my eyes, my the cuff looking properly. So you would have argued maybe we could ignore that part. He says, no, the Mai says, now that it's written, that's called Shas Ksiva. It wasn't Mukav Gvio. And he says, that's a Magen Avraham, but my Magen Avraham is a Gimel, that there he does bring a Shita which says that this case would be kosher. Since you could remove it, and it would be kosher, so it's considered as if you removed it already. Okay, then he said, this is the only problem with Mitchilosoi, when you wrote it. But let's say, what would be the case where when you wrote the Chaf, there was a space beneath it, but it's no longer there. How is that possible? If later on you cut off the Chaf, so the time of the Ksiba it was Mukav Kvil, so it's kosher. If it was written without being mukavim at the time you wrote it, it's possible. Vim rachel l'sakin, yigarik sas kadei shiyi mukavim. So you can scratch away some of the ois, and now it's mukavim. Avodibuk ma'alus to mahani l'kavus kavim, adding a little piece of parchment at the bottom, putting on a patch, literally. Doesn't help. The reading hakaf is ha'ois mikuf astam. It has to be part of the basic parchment, not extra. Okay. So now this sif deals with halacha of ksiva. It has to be done by writing, not by erasing. So what about the following situation? Yud zayin. Im nafal tibis diyal l'sech ha'ois. A drop of diyal fell into the letter, or on the leather. Veinoni karasois, and therefore the letter is not recognizable as this. So antakana ligra hadiyo, it's not going to work in halacha to scratch away the diyo. Vayenekeach yinikarois, and then now the letter is recognizable. The habri chokteich is apostle. So the halacha is that you have to write a letter, as opposed to, let's say, the classic case would be, if I would have a large piece of, I would paint ink on the cloth, and then scratch away around the letter and leave the letter there. So I didn't write the letter; I scratched away what's around it, and therefore the letter was developed. That's a psul of chokteches, and that's not acceptable. So similarly over here, when this diyo fell over there and took away the form of the letter, and now you're getting the form back by scratching away the extra diyo, so you come to you're developing your form not by writing but by erasing. And that's possible. You have to write the letter. You can't carve out the letter. And when you carve something, so you chisel something. So what do? You take a piece and then you keep chiseling away at it. So that's chakika. If you chisel in a letter into stone, so you start with a full piece of stone and you chisel in. So what's left there, what you've worked with and removed, is the, and then you have left the letter in the stone. So that's called chakika. Now, who are the imkos of it's a similar type of scenario. If the person wrote a dalit, so a dalit and a resh, a are very similar. They both have a head, and they both have a right side, a leg on the right side. But the difference is that a Dalet, it continues a little bit above. The head of the Dalet continues past the leg and squares off at the end. And the Reish is just one long flow. So he says, okay, it was supposed to be a Reish. It was a Dalet by mistake. I'll scratch off that extra piece, and I'll be left with a Reish. But you're creating your Reish by erasing, not by writing. Or Bays with Makam Chav. It's supposed to be a Chav, and you wrote a Bays also. Again, the problem is it's squared off. So I'll scrape away the extra squaring off, and I'll be left with a Chav. So that's going to be possible. So you can't solve the problem by taking away the tag, meaning the extra sharp points. That's like you're carving out the other part of the letter and leaving the letter there. Okay. Mr. Burr is a cut in the summer of the yo. So the case which she gave right here was some the yo dripped onto the letter. Or inside of the letter. Any other color would also be problematic if people feel that it's lost the form of the letter. I will not the shava al ha'ois, but if wax dripped on top of the letter, which was a common issue when they if it was a very cloudy day out, so how did you read from the Sefer Torah? Right? Well, if you're writing the Sefer Torah, how did you see? You use the candle. So sometimes wax would drip onto the ice. So the chara now the wax is covering over the letter. The letter is not visible anymore, and you remove the wax, the letter becomes visible. And so the chara, it's a case of chok taichus. The way we look at Shava is not called Mavata L'Ksav. We look at it as it's a covering over the Ksav, because it's a totally different type of an item than the Ksav. So it doesn't become one with the Ksav. What it is, it's a covering over the Ksav. But you put some type of ink type of an item, it's the same as the ink which is there. That bonds together, and they said this is now the ois. Sometimes there's an ois with some diyo on top of it. Okay. So then he sends you to look at the bir locha. So the bir locha is tipis diyo. So he quotes from the Derech Chaim. So we found wax at a litter. So if it's during the weekdays, so you should remove it. But Shabbos, she says, if the letter is visible, so you're able to read it, so then the Sefer Torah is kosher. But if it's covered in such a way that it's not visible, so you can't read from it, not because the Sefer Torah is possible, but because there's a problem is you can't read Baal Peh, and you're not seeing this letter. You're just assuming the letter is there. That's reading Baal Peh. So he says, if you found that you realize this between Gavra and Gavra, you put the Sefer Torah where you take out of the Sefer Torah. If, however, you realize during the Aliyah, so there are scenarios where we're going to allow Kriya Baal Peh, so we're going to allow you to do the Kriya Baal Peh.
Gavra is another term for Aliyah.
Where are you?
In Gavra,
the Gavra. Gavra, each person between the people. Gavra between the peoples, between the Aliyahs. Right?
Is that after their brachos? After the last bracha? Before the next guy's called, or before the next guy's brought?
Even before the next person, even if it be after the bracha, as long as you haven't started learning it. Okay. Fine. Summer base. So the yo fell in the inside of the letter. Whether it's touching or not, if it's there in such a way that it's perceived that it's affecting the appearance of the letter, it's a problem. It fell onto the actual form of the letter. And then it spread out beyond the written part. So it dropped onto the letter and then it spread out. So, but it took away, by doing so, it took away Tzuras Ois. So that's what happened, and the letter is not recognized the way in the Keres. Whether the issue is it looks like a different letter. Some ink fell into the hole of the bays and that looks like a pay. Or of the this doesn't look like anything. So either way it's a problem. Within Bashar Oisius, this applies to all of the letters. Afilei Ma'irei Atipa Nechsa Rak Kutzah Shal Yud Ben Yemino Small. All you're missing is the Kutzah Shal Yud, the right leg coming down got obliterated by a blotch of ink, or even the left little tip got obliterated by a blotch of ink. Even that's going to be a problem. Puzzle. If you're not sure if it still looks like the original letter, so that's when we call in our child. So in that situation, we show it to the child, like we said before, who's not savvy enough to figure it out from the other letters, but is knowledgeable enough to recognize the letter. So there's no solution over here that now that it is affected, the Tzuras Ois, to scrape away the extra diyo. Lager. Vafila lahavir, fila mavra kumas ala ois lachar shechok, ktaycher ena moyo. So he said, listen, I had a letter over here. Its sur was affected by the ink. So I'll scratch away that ink, and then I'll take the kumas and rewrite the letter. So it doesn't help because writing a ksav like a ksav is not considered a ksav. It's written already, but it's written papsul. So it's not called that you've been mechadish the ksiva by writing on top of it.
So what's the solution?
By tefillin and mezuzah, there's no solution. But in cemetery, you erase the whole letter and rewrite it.
What if it happens with the last tefillin and mezuzah? If it's the last letter you wrote,
then it's fine. But tefillin, your problem is only if it wouldn't be that, your problem of kesidron. Mm-hmm. Or if it's in a Shem Hashem, you have a problem even by Sefer Torah. You have a problem that you can't erase the letter because you're erasing part of the Shem. So the assumption like this: if it really the mamash totally lost its surah, so then there's no risk of erasing it because it's not a Shem Hashem anymore. It's mavatel the surah sa'is. So then you could fix it.
If you have Yud and Hey and Avav, is that a Shem Hashem?
Yeah, I'll be Kabbalah, there is, that is, but in Halacha, that's not a Shem, which is not Nimchak. Okay. So, you can't scrape away the Dio. Why do I say this? The letter already has dried. So the letter is in bond. This the yo is wet, it's still moist. So it's clearly two different things. There's this the yo on top of the letter. So then in that situation, I should just take a cloth and wipe away the moist the yo on the left of the letter. We don't look at it as if it's just covering the letter, and therefore it's not affecting the tzura. because since the yod is the same min, same type of item what you wrote with, so basically this is the, you change the letter. Ah, you can remove it, fine, but that doesn't mean that you haven't changed the letter. So you've lost your size. As opposed to when it's covered with, let's say, wax, that's a totally different item. Totally different type of item. So the problem is chok teichus. So what does the phrase chok teichus mean? Right? What does the phrase chok teichus mean? That we say that you can't, you have to be kaisiv and not chokik. So the problem isn't chok teichus, the problem is chakika, period. So actually the more differentiates between chok teichus and chok yereichus. So imagine if I'm taking a piece of stone and I want to carve into the stone, I want to carve in a letter. So I could do one of two ways. I could chisel out the stone and write the letter. That's called chok yerech. I chiseled out yerech as the yerech, the actual letter, the leg of the letter itself. Or I could leave the stone there and chisel away everything around the letter and leave the letter there and leave the letter raised. So in chok yerech, the letter will be, in that situation, the letter will be indented. And chok teichus is the letter will be raised and what's around it has been removed. So why is it referred to as teichus? Because by certain letters, let's say you would have a samach or a mem, you would dig out the middle. So you're being chok to teich. So you leave the letter, you take out the middle. So chok teichus, pirish, shachokik ha-teich shalois u-svivoi. You take out the middle and the outside. That which you haven't removed is the letter. So that's not kosher, because it's not called ksiva, that's called chakika. It's called chakika, even though it's not the chakika of chok yereches, which we would be theoretically kosher. But that's really ksiva. You're doing away. Now you can't do it on tefillin. Obviously, they got a hole in your parchment. But that's some concept. That's something differently. But over kivin she'enoi oisam ma'isav gufa ois. The reason why it's problematic is you're not actually creating the letter. You're removing something instead. El yigur. So what do you do? So how do you solve the problem in this situation? So you have this letter which is now has this ink on top of it, lost its size. So you have to remove the ink, plus part of the letter to the point that it's no longer looking like the letter. And then you rewrite it, then it's called you wrote the letter. So you have to write, you don't have to remove the whole thing. You can remove enough so let's say you had a vav here. And a blotch of ink spills on top of it. Now it doesn't look like a vav, it looks like this stick with a very big round thing around it. I'm not clear what it is. So I remove all of that. Now it looks like a vav. Well, that doesn't help me, because it means I created the vav by removing the ink. I have to remove enough of the vav, it's not nicker as a vav anymore.
Was there a vav underneath first?
Yeah, that was good. All right. So I have to remove the vav. In Kabbalah, there wasn't there. Right? The Kiddush over here, even though there was a vav, but now that it landed on top, it lost its eyes. That vav was possible. So I remove the extra ink. I remove enough of the vav, it doesn't look like a vav, and then I rewrite the vav. So it is Yigur Gab Kain Ksasmi Ois, Achelo Yishur Tsuras Olav. You have to remove enough of the letter that doesn't have Tsuras Ois. And then you can fix it. This all works if you haven't written the next letter yet.
I thought we said that Ksiva Alga Biksiva Zeno Eno Ksiva. So I would think Kol Shekein if you drop it on. Which is for sure not Ksiva.
But it's enough connected to it that you don't have an ice anymore. It doesn't look like an ice anymore.
So I'll scratch off whatever landed on.
So I'm creating the letter by scratching. Bittul said ice it is. You have this thing on top of it. It's the same min. It's the Mishnah's point. It's the same min. So you can't say I have an ice anymore. I have this big splotch of ink over here.
So if I have a vav and I write and I draw a circle of ink around it to cover it up, how would it?
It's mevatel l'tzav.
And you would fix it the same way.
So I have the same problem. Now, So the problem here, because it's not visible, it's not recognizable as the letter, so therefore, you've lost your original ksiva. If the letter is still visible, it's still recognizable. Then Yachol Limchak Tipas Adio, so that whatever Dio is there which has not destroyed the appearance of the letter, letter is still visible, recognizable. So you can get rid of the extra Dio. There's no difference if it fell into the hole in the middle of the letter, that you fell into your middle of your samach, your middle of your mem, or it fell onto the actual ois itself. It doesn't make a difference as long as it's v'nisava gaga ois, and therefore the top is a thicker or the leg is thicker. But since the letter is still recognizable, you never lost your letter. Just you have a problem. You have something making it possible. So you have a letter with a psul. So you remove the extra psul and you're fine. That's not a problem of you being chok teiches.
You're removing a top layer of the ink that dried, or are you removing the entire letter and then rewriting it?
No, just that. Just the ink.
The top layer of the ink.
The extra Dio, right? You'll remove the top layer.
You remove all the ink, the whole entire vav, let's say.
No, you can't remove the whole vav. Then you're back to, you don't have a letter anymore. Right. The point is, you don't need to do that. The vav is still there. The vav is nicker as a vav.
How do you know you're scraping off the second layer of ink? In the case where it falls perfectly on the vav, let's say.
So I don't have to remove anything.
It's not. Okay. Even though it's covered.
It looks like a vav still. If it look, this is your vav, and some ink falls there, so fine, I have no problem with it. The problem is ink falls here. So now what do I do? So I remove this part of the ink and this part of the ink, and I left with the vav. The part of the top of the vav I don't have to touch. Right? Great artwork. Modern art, yeah. What?
So the cleaners will like it.
Yeah. Fine. Now, we did not feel a tikkun like boy biz. The truth is, you don't even need tikkun because if the letter is still there, the letter is still there. Rock type yours is shiyasaka, but it is proper to fix it because it will look nicer like that. Okay, Yochel is Nasus tikkun, Zafilah, but Tfilin Mazuzah, to be in a cassidron. Even though you need cassidron, but you're not doing anything out of order, the letter is still there. That the Shulchan Aruch's
case was the tipa fell after you completed writing the letter totally.
So you really had a letter here, but once the yofa was on top of it, you lose tzuras ois. But the kavu chaymer v'kolshkin im nafla kadam shenigmar ha'ois kedin. You hadn't finished writing your letter and some ink fell on it. So you continued writing the letter in this strange state. So the Bezek Kuliyama Servim, the ain't Takana Begriya Satipa. So the case before where you had an ice, so we said like this. If wax falls on top of it, remove the wax, because the wax is not mavata lois. Wax just makes it not visible, so you have to remove it. But it doesn't combine with the ois which is there to undermine the status of the ois. That's by wax. But by dio, since it's the same min, it undermines. But you can hear somebody arguing, no, since the dio and the letter is totally completed, that's on bottom and it's dry, etc., and this wet ink falls on top, it's not the same thing. Okay, we can make such an argument. But if you never finished your letter, and it fell before you finished the letter to the point that when you finished the letter, you didn't recognize what it was because of this ink which is there. This is an intrinsic part of what you wrote, and it's no good. So over there, if you would scratch it away, this is mamash chok teiches. Okay. Ach. So that you started writing the letter, a tipa fell, you scratched away the part which was problematic, and you want to continue writing the letter. The he says, if you wrote half of your vav, not enough that it's kosher, but it's an integral part of your vav, then the siyo falls on top of it, which is mevatel the shein ksiv. Then you scratch away everything that give you enough left that you have a vav to continue with, or the beginning of a vav to continue with. But that part of the vav was not written b'ksiva, it was written b'chikika, now it comes out. So the fact that you completed b'ksiva doesn't take away from the beginning of it was done b'chikika, chok teichus. So that's what the Radak holds. How does that help? You know, so you had one of those cases which we talk about the probabilities, right? One of the probabilities of the dio falling on the cloth and taking a form of an ice. Okay, so it happened. It looks like half an ice. You say, great. So that's not called ksiva. That wasn't an act of ksiva. So you can't say, well, I'll finish up the rest of ksiva and I'll have my eyes. It doesn't help. That's the Radak. Comes again, the Beis of Ramah, Makilim, I feel a bizarre hadin, her akron, Beserman Deloy, Mikri Choktaikus, Elcher Kagoymer, her eyes, I had a Hakika. We look at how, what the Gemara was. So the Gemara was not Bechakika, it was Beksiva. So that's fine. That's the Ramoy and the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef. I hakrenim misadim hakren bezek hadinu akren. But they, so we have the Radak asks both cases. The Ramoy and the Shulchan Aruch matter both cases, and the hakrenim come along and make a difference between the two cases. So they argue the difference between the two cases. In the first case, there was a ma'aseh ksiva. There's something coming which is impacting it. You remove that impediment, and then you finish off b'ksiva, you've made it done ksiva. But if it just fell on the cloth, not l'shem ksiva b'chlal, in form of half a noise, you would say, hey, great, let's just finish off like that. If there's no ksiva b'chlal over there, that case is no good. In l'shem Moshe, chatib is the yo, halacha, u'mesizah mimokam l'mokam, ha'choysim eno eshalom, is that having ksiva? However, if the pshat is a little bit of dio fell on the cloth, I can take my quill and move some this way and some that way. So I'm taking the ink which is there and I'm making a letter out of it. That's a different story. That's taka called ksiva. Okay. He says, however, or similar, in the case you have a bays which you wrote, the chaf that you wrote with like a bays, or a reish that you wrote like a dalet, so I want to remove the sharp edge, and now it'll look like the reish like it's supposed to, or like the chaf that it's supposed to. Ain't tekana. Pirish, ayarem achika ain't tekana. Erasing it is not going to solve the problem. Now, what could you do? Abu muta lahoisiv diyo, v'lasar sa'ogol. What you could do is add more ink, and use that to make a thicker body, but a round body. So that's acceptable.
In a case where you need kusidon, this is talking about this is the last letter you're working on.
Correct. Chayim tov because of reish v'mokam dalas, v'chaf v'mokam beis. So if I wrote a reish instead of a dalet or a chaf instead of a beis, or your oisus oven, and it was a thick body. So it's a kind of shigaru on the amida matunas dalas of base. You can't remove some of the reish and end up with a dalad, or some of the chaf and end up with a base. That's obviously not going to be good. That's kotoches, right? That you can't do. But avol muta lahosiv alein diyor will asosim matunas dalas of base. But you could, if you wrote a reish instead of a dalad, you could add some more diyor and extend the gag and create a dalad that way. That's called ksiva. Okay, mechelim tov because of no, I skipped. Mechelim tov because of memakim zayin nun pshuta. So nun is too long. It's the same thing when we read a zayin in the Sefer Torah and read a nun. They're basically the exact same letter, just what the nun is longer. Saying to kanoshi garuroi v'yamido al zayin, you can't scratch off the extra length and make it back to be a zayin. You're by removing part of the nun, you end up with a zayin. So that's chok teiches. Al tzarach l'mochach kol gamer, you have to erase it totally and start over again.
We're halfway up. or two thirds up.
Mishabur is lost in Sarchal Machaka Lagamri. You have to be merchant to the point that it doesn't have its tzuris, either tzuris nun nor tzuris zayin. And then you can write it right from then you can write from there. Mechadim told because of hey b'malkam dalas. Let's say a person wrote a hey instead of a dalad. So now, so in this case, l'chayra, there's the regal smoli, which gives it a tzuris hey, but it's not touching the dalad at all. So dalad really is a there's already a dalad there. But this is tibis the yo, which this piece of lettering, which makes it look like hey. So I'm going to erase that. You're left with a dalet. I'm not touching the tzuris dalet baklal. The hey has the same tzuris as dalet. I'm not touching. I'm not undermining that at all. So the car that should be good. No, it's no good.
The way to write a hey is you do the dalet and then the yud. Is it a dalet and yud together?
Dalet and upside down yud. So the chora the sounds like maybe that should work. He says no. And the kana ligur a regal shalahei mishar dalus. That's not good. Just like the diamond of the samach ubei shenovel tibis the yoshom. So tibis the yosh fell into the letter. When he's calculated to know how it is that, and we said when that falls in, now the letter is no longer looking proper. And we said lo mahani graver's tipa. We said there you cannot remove the tipa and make it fit, correct it. You're not writing the letter; you're removing, and that's problematic. It's not you can't make create the letter by removing. So chinami. It's the same thing over here. It's like a dalad with a tipa. If you had a dalad, tipas diyo falls in. So that's the same thing as the case of the other cases we had of a tipas diyo falling in and lose taking its resource. So this is the same thing over here. So what do you need to do? I'm sorry, we're gam ksas hagag as yishar kumiyavov. You remove some of the top of the dalad. The dal part of the part of the hay, you remove part of it, so it's scratched it away, so it looks more like a vav. Then you write it again, and extend it out. Aligur hayarek actually yeshur tzuris dalas alav, or you remove the right leg, so it doesn't look like a dal anymore. It looks like a head with a little bit of nothing. Right, so then you finish up writing the rest of that, and you're good.
Or you turn the dal.
Or hakachis agnenu, then you'll fix it.
You erase the yod, and then you make the dalet like into a resh, and then you redo the dalet.
You can do the dalet like a resh, or you can do the dalet, you remove the legs, or just at the top, so it's just the top line. Then you rewrite the bottom line, the regular meaning. He wrote a hay instead of a dalet. So he moves the yud of the hay, the left leg, but it's not enough. Now you have a dal there, but it was a dal by removing. You have to make a dal by writing. So you have to remove more until you get to the point that it doesn't look like a dal in it anymore, and then you rewrite the dal. Okay. It doesn't help removing the tipa because it's, you're not doing anything in the letter. So hakanami kegafnim. We did that. Certainly, we're gamkin sas megaga shemarkim imbov. Like we're yarachad shli shorts and sadav. Hakechas nero. Kola the milsa. So what's the rule? Gara lo mahani liar ksiva rikach. Scratching away is not called ksiva. Therefore, mikri chaktayches is called that you're being chaykik and not being kaisiv. But writing works. If your dalet is there, you can make a resh out of it by thickening it to the point that now it's rounded. I'm a resh dalet shekosef a tag. Or you can take, if you had a resh, it's supposed to be a dalet, so you can write the tag, meaning over the extra pointy edge of the head. In shalaka sidra nafachu. And shalaka sidra is the opposite. Garer kosher. anytime we're allowing grayer because the letter is still there, so then there's no problem of kasidra. Garra kasha, kigayin b'dibuk ois, ois kilakamon. If the two letters are touching, but each one has their letter, over there it's okay. Does that limit your maisim? Because you're not doing anything to the letter. But because if you're writing letters, possible. But you're talking about the house of the O, we don't have to mean also, and the Hanukkah Kosa, but the house of Shachar. So, in the case in which you're going to lie by Tilam and Mezuzah, to correct it by adding some more Dio, is if you haven't written any further. Once you wrote further, you have the problem of Kassidra.